people to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done. For He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, when He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hopes in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that said not their hearts aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast before with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, the covenant of God, and refuse to walk in His law, and forget His works and His wonders He had showed them. Marvelous things He did in the spirit of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. The sea and caused them to pass through, and He made the waters to stand as an heap. In the daytime also He led them with a cloud, and all the night with the light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness. He gave them drink as out of great depths. Brought streams also out of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers, and they sinned yet more against Him by provoking the Most High. And they tempted God. trusted not in his salvation. Though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven, and had rained down manna on them to eat, and had given them the corn of heaven, man did eat an angel's food. He sent them meat to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heaven, and by his power he brought in the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, as the sand of the sea. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitations. So they did eat and were filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not estranged from their lust, but while their meat was yet in their mouths, the wrath of God came . Therefore their days did he consume in vanity, and their years in trouble. When he slew them, then they sought him, and they returned and inquired early after God. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouths, and they lied unto him with their tongues, for their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. He made full of compassion. by sending evil angels among them. He made a way through his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave his own people to go forth like sheep and guide them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them on safely so that they feared not. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies, and he brought them out the heathen also before them, and divided them an inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. And they High God and kept not his testimonies, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bull, for they provoked him to anger. So that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he had.